This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented baby, by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
What's up, everybody? It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, and we are here at the warehouse. And I'm just, you know, I'm really, you know, the whole weekend is just so much fun for the first, that first weekend of the college, of the NCAA tournament. I just get so pumped. And the thing is, years ago, I've just given into the fact that bracketology is like it's just a freaking crapshoot. And I tell myself that every year, but like I actually believe it now. And I know I'm in the lead, I guess, on the KSLSports.com bracket challenge. I mean, it's fine. But I know it won't last
Mine's
long.
Mine's being switched over.
Yeah, until that gets transferred over to our bank account, I'm not believing it. Yeah. So,
well, it's been wired, so it should get here.
It should get here by Tuesday.
No, but it's wired
okay.
Before 3 o'clock.
Okay,
it should show up
all right. So we were talking a little bit about the Big 12, you know, the Big 12, Pac 12 stuff. I think it's funny because it's like, does the Big 12 really, like, does it matter? Does the Big 12 get affected in any way by how the Pac 12's deal gets done? You know, we talked about some of the numbers we've been throwing around.
Okay, the only thing I think impacts any of it. And this is what my concern was. If everyone has a deal right now, Big 12, Big 10, SEC, ACC, if all four of those have a deal right now, they're not going to be out poaching new teams because their deals are what, for 5-7 years, right? It's not going to be for a while. So if you're the Pac-12, you don't really have to worry about a team leaving, you would think. However, in the Big 10, the Big 12's agreement, there's a clause in there for the potential of expansion. So it allows them to continue to go out and pursue teams. That's the only thing that makes me nervous. Otherwise, I wouldn't be nervous. I wouldn't even care. But it sounds like a deal's going to get done. And you know what? I appreciate that. You know why I appreciate it? Because we've been talking about it, right? And guess what? It's caused a response, didn't it? You know, Mark Harlan, the athletic director at the University of Utah, says, now hold on just a second here. And he said, look, we're going to get a deal done. Great. That's all we want to know.
Right.
Awesome. I'm glad.
What was the thing we read today,
and
too?
That they're all unified and that it's going to be a good deal. That it's not just, hey, let's just get it done, but it's going to be a significant deal, probably a little bit outside the box, unique, forward thinking. And I think that's exciting for everyone because it's you know, looking to the future. I mean, if you're any school in the ACC right now, I'd be sad and miserable for the next 10 years. I mean, it's a horrendous deal that they have right now.
So, yeah, and it doesn't get much better. And it's not like the teams in their conference are getting much better either, I guess, you know, all on top of that. I do want to say something the Big 12 is doing. They just partnered with the NFL. This is an interesting thing. And I think to myself, why haven't other people tried to do this? But the Big 12 and the NFL have partnered up for like a full-on Big 12 Pro Day.
Yes.
So Pro Days are interesting because, you know, they have it. It's at the school. In Utah's case, their Pro Day is going to be, what, the 23rd? And a bunch of people are going to show up, and there's going to be a bunch of scouts there. This one has a unique feel to it because it's basically a mini combine featuring the Big 12 guys, right?
Right. So my initial blush was, you know who wins in this?
The NFL.
Yeah, the NFL and the conference.
Big time.
So if you're – what's great about having your pro day is that you control the narrative. Like so you have your guys, you have your environment, you're in a place that's comfortable to you, and you would expect to be able to showcase, you know, the very best side of yourself. And I get a little hesitant. I think it's – I mean, what they're trying to do here is give these players – maximum exposure. So you think of, you know, BYU that's had their pro day. Their pro day is going to basically be a national experience. So the players, regardless of what happens to them, are actually going to be showcased in a rather significant way. And I would think having the pro day, there's probably going to be stories that they're going to create, and they're going to highlight these players, and they're really going to put a lot of focus on them. And that's part of the whole deal is to really give these players the most exposure that they could potentially have. Does a pro day make or break? Yeah, I'll tell you, it really does. I know that there have been players who have gone straight to the head of the class because of their pro day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Jeff George, my year. Jeff George, they said, hey, drop back and throw the ball as far as you can. He dropped back and threw it 80
yards. Zach Wilson was already pretty highly rated, but the couple throws he made at his pro day, like, became viral videos.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing. Jeff George dropped back, threw the ball 80 yards, and they go, this is the number one pick in the draft. And I guarantee you the viral nature of Zach Wilson's pro day, which I didn't really think was all that spectacular, made him the second pick in the draft. I think what helped him, and maybe this is what might help some of these players, is that a team goes, you know, this guy's not hidden anymore. Like we thought we had this player, you know, no one was really paying attention to him. He's no longer a secret, and so then they get paranoid that someone's gonna jump up in the draft and steal this player, and maybe the Jets didn't, you know, maybe they did, maybe they didn't want to get Zach Wilson. I don't know. Maybe the 49ers wanted him. Maybe they, you know, but there's the exposure is going to create a buzz and excitement and some leverage for these players that maybe they wouldn't typically have. But the downside, though, really is, Alex, it's the combine nature of it, and you don't really totally control, because you're going to go to a neutral site, you know, you're going to go to where the conference says, and that still is, you're not sleeping in your own bed, you got to sleep in a hotel, you know, it's a different deal.
I do think that, this type of an idea is great, because the other thing it does is it creates buzz for the conference. Another big winner is the conference itself. You have definitely something that is TV worthy, because it's a football thing in the offseason that has more than one team there. And, it, you know, in this case, I would imagine, I didn't see where they're doing it. It has to be a Jerry World, right?
So, yeah.
Or somewhere. It's at the Cowboys practice facility.
It's going to be in Texas. But here's the thing, and that's a really good point, Alex, because every kid that comes out of high school, you know what he thinks he is? An NFL player. They do.
And the coaches have to kind of like let them know, like, hey, yeah, that maybe you are.
They don't quash that dream.
Right. They keep it going.
And so you go, look, you know, in the Big 12 conference, here's how big we do it as far as a pro days for guys. And, you know, we expect you to be at that pro day where, you know, you're going to have national exposure. Yeah. It's a good move by the Big 12. For anything other than just it will give the whole conference a recruiting boost.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. When we do, we are going to have our weekend. What are the odds around the corner? Men, Reed Medical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized for you. So check it out. Go to their website. It's just reemedical.com, reemedical.com. Renew, restore, reclaim. Visit reemedical.com. All right, we'll come back. We have more to go around the corner. Our weekend, what are the odds next? Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.